Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second, the right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Melito Perez. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the DH, Terry Francona. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Tingley. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Black. Williams moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tingley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zuvella hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Black fires to first and picks off Diaz. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Mormon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tingley takes first base on ball 4. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tingley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona bunts towards first. Diaz fields the ball and throws to Perez covering. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Carter moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Mike Diaz. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Daryl Boston now playing left field. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tingley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tingley hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zuvella is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Tingley to second, and Gallagher is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Rosenberg now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo strikes out. There goes Carter. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Barry Jones now pitching. Luis Medina pinch hits for Willie Upshaw. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Medina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Medina now playing first base. Carmelo Castillo now playing left field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 0-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Ziavella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jacoby is 0-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clark is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.